Coming to you live from a fogged out apartment somewhere in the United States, it's the TH Cinema Podcast.
Welcome everybody to TH Cinema Podcast. My name is Snort, and with me as always is the Troy and Chad to my Gabriella.
Who are those people?
What?
The bop and bop to my top. That one was kind of a stretch.
Wait, I have no context for how stretchy that might be.
Dan.
Hello.
Silent John.
Hello.
And Frank couldn't be here. So we just smoked some weeds, got high. School Musical.
Are we going to get in trouble? Nobody told the principal, did they?
I don't know. I'm just glad she got that joke out of the way early on.
I'm sure we'll probably all make that joke at least once during this podcast.
Well, guys, welcome to the start of theater camp.
God damn it. I'm sorry. God damn it. I'm just so disappointed that we have to watch High School Musical to start off something that I should enjoy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to say this in like a bad way, but I feel like it sucks the steam out of theater camp to start.
Well, it was a good leadway from nostalgia summer that we just did into High School Musical, because it's a musical and it was a big part of my childhood. But we'll get into it. But first, let's do a temperature check of the room of musicals
as a whole, not the one we're watching tonight.
Correct.
At least for me, self-admittedly, I was not a musical person growing up, and even just a few years ago, it took me a while to come around to them, and I still don't love every single one, but I'm more open-minded to them nowadays, I'd say.
See, I'm the other way. For me, I was always kind of into musicals. I was propagandized at a very early age by Walter Disney.
Mouse gotcha.
He got me growing up in Florida, you know. Golden age of fucking Disney movies, Lion King, Little Mermaid, fucking Beauty and the Beast, like all, and they're musicals. Those are all musicals.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So growing up, when I transitioned from the Disney movies to like, you know, more grown up, well, not grown up, like we're watching Triple X, but like Vin Diesel.
Family.
But more like teenager movies, I was very confused by the lack of singing in them.
You were so used to the singing aspects of movies, you just thought that was how all the movies were?
That's what cinema is.
Dang, the mouse really got you.
I'm telling you, pure fucking rodent brainwashing.
See, and for me, I mean, maybe this is snobby in a weird way, but it took like La La Land to really get me on board. And I mean, of course, we had some more Kinergy flowing through that movie. But I think that was like the turning point for me, to where I was like, okay, maybe they're not all bad. And then obviously, Snort, you've cracked my brain open a little bit more to musicals. I do have a soft spot for like Mamma Mia here and there. I don't know.
Yeah, because I fucking love musicals so much. And ever since I can remember, I've loved musicals. Like you, Dan, I mean, I still watched all those movies, even though they had already been out. But I grew up with Disney movies, singing all the Disney songs all the time. I think my first like adult musical movie was probably Grease. And that was like one of my favorite movies for so long.
Yeah, I remember Grease being a big part. Like, that was probably one of the first live action movies that I saw. Yeah. And I think that also reaffirmed the belief, like, hey, everything should be singing all the time.
But yeah, there's something just magical about musicals. So I'm excited we're doing a whole fucking month of musicals.
Yeah, I'm excited too. Tonight, not included in that excitement chain, the rest of the programming I'm very excited for, because musicals are a fucking bop. You know, it's something, it sticks in your head. It's a fucking earworm. And again, that's the reason I know these songs tonight are just going to get fucking drilled. I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning thinking of the fucking Efron singing something, and I'm going to hate myself for it.
You know, Dan, I completely agree. It is, maybe that's why I'm becoming more of a musical person, is, yeah, sometimes you start to catch a tune watching a movie and you start to move along with it, and it's nice to relive that day after day. But so help me God, yeah, if High School Musical is the rest of my week, I might be sleeping on the couch, like, purposely.
Well, guys, get ready, because these songs are definitely gonna get stuck in your head. Because High School Musical, do you guys realize how big of a phenomenon this was? Like, what is your High School Musical awareness? Like, this was huge.
I am aware of its existence and of its popularity. I thought I would make it through my entire life never having to see this movie. I understand. I'm sorry. I made you watch Team America World Police for the 4th of July, and that I told you like 20 minutes before we were fucking doing it that we were going to fucking do it, Snort. But God damn it, this is fucking overkill.
You should have just known. Once you met me, you're like, oh, fuck, I'm going to have to watch some dumbass movies now.
Well, and Dan, I mean, you and I both have to just kind of like, I think, be accepting, because even Team America aside, I think we have probably put Snort through a lot over the course of this podcast. One day we were somehow both going to get the shit end of the stick at the same time, and buddy, here we are. We both drew it.
Today's the day we're eating the sandwich.
Yep.
Well, High School Musical, I'm excited to watch this tonight, because this was, like I said, a huge thing. I remember when this movie premiered on Disney Channel in 2006, watching it, like, live. And guess what? There were 7.7 million other people watching this premiere on Disney Channel.
You came on this podcast with fucking metrics. Look at you.
You guys coming to me for my fucking Disney goddamn brainwashing.
But here's the thing after that. Guess what? You know what the number one most watched Disney Channel original movie is?
If I get it right, do I not have to watch this?
No.
Halloween Town?
No.
Damn it.
It's High School Musical 2, because people loved the first one so much.
How many of these fucking things did they fucking make?
They only made three. So the High School Musical 2 is the most watched Disney Channel original movie, DCOM for short, at 17.24 million people. No. That's how big this trilogy was.
Please don't use the word trilogy in association
with
this. No, trilogy is a sacred, sacred word. The Star Wars trilogy, the Indiana Jones trilogy, the other ones don't exist. Don't refer to this as a fucking trilogy, please.
What do you want, Dan? What HSMCU is that, or can they not even have that?
Oh, God. You can give them a CU. If DC gets a CU, they can get a CU.
Well, yeah, because, guys, it expands even farther than that. Because when Disney Plus started, one of the TV shows that they started with was a High School Musical TV show. So, like, High School Musical is, like, still a thing right now.
So they're just, like, spinoff after spinoff after spinoff?
But it feels already like it should be a spinoff of something else.
What is? Did they go to college now? Where are we at? Like, what? Why?
No, it's like kids now, because like some of the characters from High
they're
School
they're retelling
Musical,
the timeless story.
They do a play of High School Musical where they play Troy and Gabriella.
So now they're getting real meta with it too.
Yeah.
Oh God! Just
they've become too powerful, I think.
This is exactly how I know I slipped into the wrong fucking multiverse this morning. The worst fucking multiverse.
But we need to show some respect to this movie, because it is directed by Kenny Ortega, who also famously directed before this Hocus Pocus. So he had some Disney experience.
I didn't really love Hocus Pocus either, though. So that doesn't instill a lot of confidence in me.
Dan?
I did like Hocus Pocus, but it still doesn't instill any faith in me.
What about some Zac Efron? Because this is like, this is what blew Zac Efron into stardom. This is what made him be on all the Tiger Beats, the bops, on all of the girls' walls. Not on mine. I wasn't really like, I liked High School Musical, but I wasn't.
Yeah, we know. We know what team you're on.
Yeah, okay. Team Edward, hashtag. But he was in my room because I shared a room with my sister.
Wait, Zac Efron was in your room?
On the wall.
Okay, so the Efron and I have had a very tumultuous relationship because there was a period where I was like, oh, okay, this guy's all right. And then there was another period after that where I was like, I don't like this guy anymore. And then there was a period before all of that where I was like, I don't like this guy at all. So I kind of feel a little bit of animosity towards the F of it all.
Yeah, I might be having that same realization like right now live on the podcast, because as you're saying that, Dan, I was like, no, I'm pretty sure there's something I really liked Zac Efron in. So I scrambled and went to Letterboxd. I'm not finding the movie I thought I was. Like, he's not bad, but...
He's in The Disaster Artist.
That's the thing I think I was thinking of, but he's not in it like that much at all.
He's not that bad in the Neighbors movie with Seth Rogen. I can put up with him in that.
I never watched
that's funny.
Movie.
What about The Greatest Showman?
Oh, God.
Hairspray?
Oh, God.
I haven't seen that.
Another musical.
Yeah, so me and Efron, we ain't like fucking copacetic right now.
Okay, well.
So don't like... You can't use him as a like, oh, but Zac Efron's in. No, it's like, oh, Zac Efron's in this.
Well, we also have Vanessa Hutchins in this. Coachella Queen.
I will say I'm indifferent to Vanessa Hutchins, so that's a bonus. Okay. There's somebody in this. There's something about this movie that I don't hate from the fucking start.
I'm just indifferent. I don't know if I've seen anything with her. I know who she is. Does that count?
Hey, it's a start, because I don't think you'll really know anybody else in this. Ashley Tisdale is in this, though, and she was like a 2000s pop star queen.
What the fuck is a bicycle?
Oh, my God. Okay, so obviously High School Musical was on your guys' Disney Channel original movie. Is there any that stand out to you?
Well, I'm glad that you have allowed me the time to express my love for the Disney classic original masterpiece known as Brink. Maybe the greatest thing Disney has ever done, in my opinion. Why'd you slouch over there, Dan? Please tell me you've seen Brink.
I was out of the cult of the mouse. Before the Disney Channel original movies became a phenomenon.
Man, Team Pup and Suds, come on. Let's go fucking Blade.
There were so many good ones, though. So many. Cadet Kelly, that was a good one. Then you had like the Even Stevens movie. So you had like movies of the TV shows.
Yeah, I didn't watch Even Stevens, the show, but I really liked the movie. I never watched the show. No. But they played the movie all the time. See, I was more of like a Nickelodeon kid, okay? So I didn't watch Disney Channel often, but for whatever reason, if that movie was on Disney Channel, I'd stay.
Yeah, when I was old enough to choose my own content, I too was more of a Nickelodeon kid than a fucking Disney Channel kid.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I feel like Disney didn't feel like geared towards me, you know?
Yeah, it needs something with a little bit more edge. Like, you want to talk Fairly Odd Parents? I fucking got you.
Ooh, Rocket Power?
On top of it.
Oh, I did fuck with Rocket Power. I did like that.
Wiggity, wiggity, wiggity. Wiggity. Fuck it. The theme song, We Are Riders on a Mission. There was a game, I think, on like PS2 that was a Rocket Power game. You remember that game?
I definitely had a Rocket Power video game at some point.
I might have been too old, but I might have had a Rocket Power video game at some point, too.
Yeah, that was more my speed.
Yeah, I mean, there was definitely stuff I watched on Nickelodeon, but I was definitely more of a Disney kid. Hannah Montana. Like,
well, yeah, all that shit's marketed towards you. It's not marketed towards me and John. There's a reason we watched South Park, and you didn't.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, what those, like, boy Disney shows were, and I just can't think of any.
There really wasn't a lot, I don't think.
Like, maybe, like, Sweet Life of, like, Zack and Cody type stuff. But that's, like, way younger, like, boy stuff.
No, give me Drake and Josh over that any day of the week, which was on fucking Nickelodeon.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
See, to me, at the time, it felt like Disney was the watered-down version of Nickelodeon. As an adult, that sounds completely asinine when you look at the companies nowadays, but...
No, just behind the scenes, Disney was a little bit more aggressive.
And guys, there was another Disney show. You know the Jonas Brothers had a Disney TV show called Jonas?
Of course they did. What was it called?
Okay, guys.
Are they in this?
No, listen, though. Listen.
There's Camp Rock.
Yes, there is.
You could have made us watch that, too.
I could have made you guys watch Camp Rock, but I legitimately think that High School Musical is better than Camp Rock as an unbiased opinion. My biased opinion likes Camp Rock more, obviously, because of the Jonas Brothers. So, this could have been worse, or it could have been better. I don't know what your opinion on that is.
I mean, isn't there a third option, like suicide?
Unfortunately not, buddy. This, like I said, this has been a long, long way coming. We've been digging our grave.
I'm surprised
years.
You fucking avoided it as long as you have to this point. I'm sorry that me fucking saying, hey, we should do a fucking podcast has broken your perfect record.
Dan, let me use this to put maybe that into perspective for you. If you had to guess, how many times do you think I've seen, we'll just say, the Twilight Saga, cumulatively?
Oh, I'm going to go, like, double digits at least, possibly north of 15.
What if I told you, I don't have the exact numbers, but no matter what you or I guess, it's not enough. I think that alone explains why I've avoided High School Musical. And honestly, without having seen High School Musical, it feels like a small victory.
You sacrificed a little bit so that you didn't have to hurt a lot in the long run.
And really, in the end, it never mattered. Here we are today, fucking watching this thing.
I'm so sorry, man. I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
Gonna be great.
Also,
karma's a bitch.
Yeah, because then I think on a personal level, the things I've made her endure as well, other than the podcast, like, I deserve this. It's fine. I've succumbed to my fate.
Well, Gus, are you ready to watch High School Musical? Theater camp starts now.
Just feels like detention.
Oh God, I can't wait to get off this bus.
Now, our feature presentation.
I found the movie and got the snacks, and we're back, and we just watched High School Musical. What team?
Go Wildcats.
Wildcats.
Wildcats, get your head in the game. Guys, how are we feeling?
Can somebody check our pulses?
There aren't words for the cinematic trauma that I have felt today. There were times during this movie where I thought I was in medical distress. I was assuming, like, fucking comfort positions. I had to turn my back to it at times. I don't believe in time, and it took it out on me today. This was the longest hour and 40 minutes. I was literally having panic attacks because I would look at my watch and go, it's only been 3 minutes. It's only been 3 minutes? How?
This easily could be the longest hour 40 that I might have ever endured. I mean, for a moment, yeah, I thought we were going to lose you, Dan. Like, you stumbled, and I legitimately, like, gasped, kind of, like, whoa, like, is this a serious event? Do I need to take action?
I lied down on the floor in a full depression stance within probably, what, the first 15 minutes?
Yeah, you held the fetal position for a substantial amount of time. I mean, this movie, in a sense, is just like movie purgatory. I don't know.
I was thinking that the entire time. If I don't, I'm not a theist by any means. I don't believe in an afterlife. But if there is an afterlife and I know where I'm going to end up, purgatory, hell, wherever the fuck it is, this is the only thing on TV. And it's always on and I can't turn it off.
It's funny that you bring up the afterlife, because one of my main takeaways of this movie is, yeah, God forbid, whatever the afterlife may be, if I ever have to sit through a highlight reel of my life, please do not show me this era of my life. I do not need to relive it. Do not want to go back to it. Snort, let me ask you two questions.
Okay.
Number one, does Zac Efron, like, actively avoid this movie? Does he try to shy away from talking about this movie, or does he own that, like, yeah, I'm the High School Musical kid?
Both.
Okay. Okay. Question number two. Am I going to be put on a list for watching this?
No, I clicked on my name.
At first, I was thinking, like, a lot of my animosity towards this is our recent, like, I don't give a fuck about teenage relationships, and if the 16-year-old Zac Efron's gonna bang 16-year-old fucking Vanessa Hudgens.
This has been such a common theme in movies we've watched.
But I realized very early on to this movie that, no, that's not the only thing I don't like about this movie.
Guys, I had so much fun watching this movie. I loved this. It was so fun. Such a, like, great throwback. And just as iconic as I remember.
Iconic is a very, very bold word.
Oh, no. This is an early 2000s iconic movie.
This is an iconic movie. I will give it that. I will say there were a couple of things that I commented on throughout the movie that I did at least show some appreciation for in this movie. This movie seemed very diverse.
Yeah.
Like the cast around this high school was of every ethnicity, diversity that you can imagine. It felt like a real functioning high school.
Especially for 2006.
Yes,
absolutely,
yes.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, for it wasn't just a bunch of whitewash. I also, Vanessa Hudgens, I will say I like Vanessa Hudgens. I thought she was good. She was okay. It was, when she was on the screen, okay. Not bothered. Still indifferent. She brought the movie to an indifferent status. And some of the interactions with the grown-ups, and that's it. That's it. Like, the whole pot, like, Zac Efron, just get him the fuck out of this movie.
No! Okay, what about, like, the production value of it, though? The production value of this, like, for being a Disney Channel original movie, do you not see it? Like, it's really good. And, like, the choreography and how many people are in it?
I mean, it's there. I won't disagree, but this movie is very evidently like a TV like movie to me at the same time, to where like maybe it doesn't like wow me in the same sense, I guess. But I do like the choreography of it all. Yes, I agree. That is, it's good. It's good.
I will say that if from a production standpoint, it almost feels like a grown-up movie, like a real movie.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got the touches. Yeah, I don't disagree. And like you said, Dan, I mean, the teachers, like the adults in the movie, I mean, they really do kind of give it all to the characters they are. Weirdly, I do actually have like one thing that I really do enjoy out of this movie myself. And that's kind of like really the main overall like story that's going on, which is like the arts culture versus the sports culture, because I'm at a weird point in my life where I'm having that same conundrum. I really love sports, but I fucking hate the culture around sports. Like, I'm becoming so more artsy as I progress in life. So it's just like, wow, this is very, like, speaking to me. Fuck you, High School Musical.
Look, good message. Well, shall we dive into this?
Oh.
Musical.
Oh my gosh. Do we have to?
Yes, we're doing a podcast. So, we start off High School Musical And it's New Year's Eve at the ski lodge. Okay. We're introduced to Gabriella and Troy separately.
Yeah, who... within like 3.5 seconds of each other. It's like, hi, this is Gabriella and her mom. Hard cut. This is Zac Efron and his dad. It's like the beginning of a goddamn Unsolved Mysteries.
And not even just like that. Here's Gabriella, and she is a nerd. She likes books. Here's Troy. He's a jock. He likes basketball.
We don't have time to establish. You got what you need about these characters. What don't you understand? It's Zac and Gabriella.
Exposition.
It's Troy and Gabriella.
Exposition meets a meet cute. There's the beginning. Congratulations.
So it's New Year's Eve, and they're headed towards the kid party, teenage party, at the ski lodge. And they get picked for karaoke.
Forced fucking karaoke.
What a fucking terrible thing. If a spotlight shined on me when I'm just sitting there reading a book and they told me get up and do karaoke, fuck off.
Right? It's
no.
One thing if you're like drunk and your friends are like dragging you on stage to do it or something. That's a completely different scenario. You're sitting there minding your own business. That's a karaoke ambush.
Yeah, I easily see myself like shrieking at the spotlight hitting me and just instant panic. Instant fucking panic. You have every right to say no. Why they didn't is beyond me. Wait, there wouldn't be a movie.
Well, good thing they both said yes, because then we get their magical moment of singing together for the first time. And guys, do you want to know a secret?
I'm scared to know a secret regarding this movie.
Okay. This entire movie was not Zac Efron singing at all.
What, you lie? I asked you in the beginning. And you lied to me?
Yeah, I did. For this moment. So, Zac Efron didn't know that he sung it and everything. Didn't know it wasn't going to be him singing until, like, he saw the movie. It's because he couldn't, like, hit the high notes. So, there was a different guy, Drew Seeley, that sung his part in this movie. But then he sung his parts in the rest of the movies.
So, like, he did get some singing time, some actual singing time in these movies?
Yes, just not in this one that we just watched.
Oh, he just had to get a little older. Yeah. I get it.
I want to say that's a fun fact, but there is nothing fun about that, so I'm going to say that's just a fact.
Does that make you dislike him more? He couldn't commit?
I don't think I can dislike him more.
You're not a
I don't
boy.
Think it's possible.
What about if we put it on the second one?
Oh my god.
What if we
snort?
Just here we'll,
I swear to you.
We'll mute it, but we'll just put it on while we're doing this live. You react to the visuals.
Okay, so they do karaoke, then the fireworks go off, it's midnight, it's a won't they won't will they kiss. They exchange numbers and depart. Okay. Then it's back to school time. Welcome to East High, home of the Wildcats.
Go Wildcats.
Get your head in the game. And another fun fact, guys.
Nope. Another fact.
That this movie was really filmed in Albuquerque at this high school. While school was going on, they were filming.
Well, congratulations. Now I refuse to visit Albuquerque.
So, we are set up that Troy is, like, the big cool jock in the school. Has all, like, you get the different cliques, okay? Then we see, like, Sharpay and Ryan, who are the drama kids.
Oh, my God. There's a lot of insufferableness in this movie. Zac Efron, the entirety of the film, most of the dialogue, most of the lyrics. But these two, they are in the top column 1A, B, C, D, like that top block of 1A through G area of things I hate about this movie.
Is this the fucking hat guy? Dan, you've changed me. This whole movie, you know what I was waiting and wishing for? Someone knocked that fucking hat off his head every single time. I will forever, I don't care how cool anybody looks in a hat anymore, I'll forever ever hate hats after this movie. That kid single-handedly like ruined it for me.
I thought they're fun. He's fun little outfits. But so we meet the drama kids. We meet Chad, who is Troy's friend, Corbin Blue. And then we meet Taylor, who is like the nerd's like leader. Okay. And surprise, guess who's at East High now? Gabriella.
From the ski lodge?
Yeah, from the ski lodge.
Wow, must have been fate.
So they have drama class together. We meet our drama teacher.
Who's a goddamn fascist?
Yes, I will not deny that, but I gotta say, she might be my favorite character in this movie.
She's so good.
No, she is the goddamn stage equivalent of Stanley motherfucking Kubrick. She is traumatizing the fuck out of these children trying to get a performance out of them.
That's art, baby.
That's showbiz.
I mean, she was getting free child labor. She was getting all the recognition. I don't see a world where it's not working for her, so why not, you know, take advantage?
Well, she does take everything very seriously because the phones go off. She takes them all. Everyone gets detention. And that's when Troy and Gabriella talk at school for the first time. But the singing has to be a secret because Troy's too cool to be a singer, didn't you know? So fast forward, we see Troy in the gym talking to Chad about auditioning for the musical, and you get his response that's just like not cool. Okay.
Yeah, you can't do that. You're a basketball guy.
Of course.
Basketball guys can't be musical guys. They can't sing at the same time.
No, you're one of the dudes.
And guys, you gotta get your head in the game.
Gotta get your head in the game.
And this is when we get that musical number.
I just, with these musical numbers, I just don't know. I will give this movie this. This feels like, considering we're doing theater camp, this feels like if you were a theater kid in high school, this is probably like your dream kind of movie. But I'm just not that person. So weirdly enough, the musical parts were the things I just can't with this movie.
But don't they serve their purpose well?
They do, because I mean it's a Disney movie, and they like you guys kind of said, were very like a little more progressive with their casting and everything. The main message was just like being accepting, and you were getting that message with each song. Like they told a good story, but I don't know. I'm old enough. I get it.
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead right now, and I'm going to issue a blanket statement. The songs, I understand why you like them as a teenager. I understand the audience that they pander to. I understand the technical aspects of it with the choreography, the lighting. And don't get me wrong, like the Vanessa Hudgens one when she's on the fucking balcony or whatever. Like the backlighting, she looked really good up there. Like very, very well done, very nice musical scene. Okay, I get that. I get all of those things about this movie.
Okay, thank you.
Blanket statement.
However.
However, I despise every single fucking musical number. Sorry, musical number in this fucking movie.
The one thing about at least this one is I really loved like the NSYNC like ball movement. It was like a little mini trance.
Cool. Yeah.
The one thing that I enjoyed about it was the fact that right around this song was the part where I started disassociating really, really hard from reality. So the songs that I was worried about getting stuck in my head, they're not there even right now at all.
Yeah, I've scrubbed some of them away, but I'm realizing now we're going to revisit each one.
Well, here we go, because after that, the get your head in the game number, we just have some back and forth, getting to know the characters. Troy and Gabriella want to audition for the musical, but they don't want to because they don't want to be judged and all of this. And Sharpay's a bitch.
Like, yeah, she is. Throw some fucking french fries at that fucking bitch.
Oh, just wait.
The drama teacher's fighting with the coach, who's Troy's dad. There's just so much drama.
Well, she doesn't understand sports and balls.
Yeah, is it really fair for her to argue? I mean, come on. Basketball is hockey?
She's a drama teacher. She doesn't know those kind of things. He's going to walk into the auditorium and be like, what's that? A fucking mechanic's office?
It's close enough.
Well, we get to the day of auditions, and this is when we get to know that Troy is a professional sneaky person. Because he snuck around that school without being spotted. So good.
Fucking Jason Bourne as played by Matt Damon over here. All the fucking way.
I gotta admit, they had me for a second. I really thought Pops was gonna catch him, and Silky Smooth Efron, gone.
Yeah, I definitely thought we were going to get like a backwards walking through that last door and everybody he's been running from is just standing there with their arms crossed.
Where were you going, buddy?
Well, that doesn't happen because he's hiding in the back of the auditorium and we get to watch all of the bad auditions.
Oh yeah, wheeling himself into the fucking auditorium like Taylor Swift in a bucket of mops.
Did Pitch Perfect steal this scene from High School Musical?
They could have. I'd believe it.
As inspired by.
So we see all the terrible auditions, and then we also see Ryan and Sharpay's audition.
And? You mean all the terrible auditions?
But I just love how Ryan just sells it. Is like more of a theater kid than Sharpay. Sharpay's more of like a pop star theater, but Ryan is just pure theater.
You
energy.
Are fucking analyzing this way too deeply.
I just like his movements and stuff. They're funny. So Troy and Gabriella try to audition. They brave up the courage. It's too late. They sing anyways, and they've got callbacks instantly.
They made absolute magic on that stage.
And then up next is, I think, the main moment that broke Silent John. Is we've got the Stick to the Status Quo song where everyone is confessing. We see the groups of all the different cliques. We're in the giant cafeteria and it's madness.
It's chaos.
The school, like, body is falling apart.
It's fucking Lord of the Flies Yellow Jacket shit over here. They're eating creme brulee.
I just don't have words. I don't even remember the exact line that broke me. All I know is somebody jumped on a table, started hip-hopping around, and I grabbed the nearest pillow and buried my face. I almost teared up in what was maybe the most confusing feelings I might have ever felt during a movie. I think I understand like the term like short-circuiting now. And I didn't like it, guys. I did not like it.
Well, let me tell you, it's something that I've experienced a lot on doing this fucking podcast.
Yeah, that's fair. I deserve it.
So we have Stick to the Status Quo, which, let me tell you guys, is one of my favorite songs out of like all of these movies. It's just so good.
I guess
it's such a
out
big,
of all of them.
Yes, it's such
that's
a big
the best.
No, it's just a personal favorite because it's such a big performance.
Well, think about, you know, kind of how it starts. Like, the kid can't come out as being a baker. Like, that is the most absurd thing to me. Dude, you bake? Ew! Like, it's just very strange.
The stoner kid plays cello. That just impresses us. That should impress his stoner friends. Like, cool, can you play fucking Zeppelin on it? Stairway?
We don't have all night, come on.
Yeah, because we have to meet Troy on the science roof outside.
It is
the science roof.
It's the roof and the science club gave it to him. It's the science room.
It's the roof that they gave him for personal reflection.
Yeah, because he's going through an identity crisis. He is a basketball guy, but you know, he just
but he's
to
having
be
all these
the
art
guy.
Feelings.
The science room is where he goes to be a little emo every single time.
This kid is Midwest emo at best. At best.
I finally understand the long hair now. It was never a phase, Mom. Or excuse me, in this case, Dad.
Well, he has a heart-to-heart with Gabriella, and they want to do the callbacks. So we get a montage of them practicing while Ryan and Sharpay are spying on him. And then Gabriella and Troy are having the cute little moment in the gym, and here comes mean coach/dad and really being a block here. Well, this upsets Troy, and they get into a big fight, and he just wants to know why can't he be a singer and a team leader at the same time.
That identity crisis coming in.
Yeah. But the separate teams, the nerds and the jocks, they're not having this. And they need everyone's focus. You got to get your head in the game, okay? So
it's a very recurring message.
So Wildcats.
So they come up with a plan to get Troy and Gabriella not to do the musical. And this is where we get our motivational speeches from the jocks and the nerds.
Oh, I don't remember a single fucking word of it.
It's all you need to know is both sides are very selfish individuals. Let people be who they want to be, damn it.
I mean, they were very, very intense, especially the basketball one. Like you said, Silent Charlie, it was very cultish.
Yeah, when they... You have the revelation that there's potentially a deceased player they're playing for. Oh, actually, it's just your dad.
Oh, yeah, the dead dad photo? I remember the dead dad photo.
That is like the most brainwashed cult basketball team I've ever seen in my life, 100%.
There was a brief moment of intrigue for me when the photo was like coming out and it was flipped over. I was like, is there somebody dead that they didn't mention the entire time? Like, what? Who died? Who died last season? What did Zac Efron do to kill him? Oh, it's just his dad that's alive. Don't let your dad down. Thanks, Disney Channel.
He's the coach, too.
I don't know. It sounds like he kind of lives and breathes that team.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, coach needs a hobby.
All his life.
But during these motivational speeches, the basketball team opens their laptop live cam on to stream to Gabriella, where Troy's saying that he doesn't care about the musical and doesn't care about Gabriella. And then we get into Gabriella's sad song, which I really forgot about in this movie.
I will say, on the whole, like, laptop streaming, way better quality than I would have expected for 2006. Pretty grainy on those early 2000 videos.
It was pretty good.
It was almost better picture quality than the actual movie itself.
So after Gabriella's sad song, she basically breaks up with Troy, saying that she's not going to do it. They go their separate ways, and everyone is sad.
Go Wildcats, though.
Go Wildcats.
Get your fucking head in the game.
What a way to end like a whole like burn monologue. Go Wildcats, motherfucker.
Well, then we also find Troy back in his sad science roof, but the basketball boys found him up there too, and they're telling him that they support him now. They want him to be in the musical, but he can't because Gabriella is mad at him. The nerds and the jocks confess to Troy and Gabriella that they had this whole setup. Troy shows up on Gabriella's balcony and starts singing. And everything's okay. And they're going to go back to callbacks.
I was really hoping this movie would take like a Scream twist at this point. I know we were nearing the third act, so I was hoping we were going to get some blood. I knew it wasn't going to be there.
Yeah, there was some Loomison happening when he just appeared on the fucking balcony like a fucking vampire. This is the skin of a serial killer, Bella.
Well, and he says that he has something for her. So you expect him to have flowers or something, you know? No, it's just his voice that's not even his.
He just fucking Matchbox 20 sings right in her fucking face.
Use her sheet. Match these notes, woman.
Well, so they decided that they're going to go to callbacks, but Sharpay and Ryan do their bitch move to put callbacks on the same day as the decathlon and the basketball tournament.
Oh, no.
Championship.
What are we going to do?
Oh, no, they didn't.
Oh, well, what we're going to do is we're going to bop to the top because, guys, it's the day. Everything is happening.
I don't know if I want to bop to the top.
But, okay, hold on. Go back a little bit. So it's the day of the decathlon, the callbacks, and the basketball game. And they start the day by everyone giving each other, like, little gifts. Isn't that fun? You love to see it. The support.
Oh, you mean when they were wearing the shirts and they flipped over the whiteboard and...
And the pie cake. That one was, like, the best one.
Oh. I'm going to be honest, I forgot about it for a second, but now I'm there again.
Yeah, no, I'm just, no.
Because now you said pie cake. And I was very impressed. I was like, these idiots could have had so many good baked goods for so long if it wasn't strange to be a baker.
So next up, we have our Bop to the Top musical number.
Every time.
Thoughts?
Blanket statement has already been issued in response to the musical numbers.
What about the hat choice?
Which fucking one is it this time? They get lost in the shuffle.
It's a fun one. I like it. Well, we flash back to the decathlon. We won. And this is where things get really intense, and the nerds are hacking into everything. They're setting off the electricity in the gym, and they're making, like, chemicals bubble over where they're at. So those two places have to evacuate, basically, to the auditorium so we can get Troy and Gabriella to the audition.
Oh, dang. Okay. I know where we're at.
We're at the end of the movie.
Well, I just wanted to touch on the whole, like, pep talk that Pops gives Troy Boy.
Oh, okay.
It was a nice culmination of feelings that got, what, was this where he, this is really why I want to bring this up. Was this the scene where he runs off and, like, no. Where is it at where he runs off and, like, looks at himself in the mirror?
It's, like, when we're getting ready for, like, the championship game, because it's right after him and Gabriella get back together.
Okay, so it's not the dad scene. Okay, he was just in the locker room. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
I really only wanted to bring that up to say I fucking hated it. That made me really... It made me see so much red. Continue.
So we're in the auditorium for Gabriella and Troy's callback, and they sing the Breaking Free song that they sung at the beginning of the movie, and this is iconic. Iconic.
See, this is around the time that you lied to me.
No, I put up three fingers. You just didn't pay attention.
No, you literally said...
Medical emergency, you can't see.
John, can I get fucking verification? Okay, at some point in this movie, I looked over to Snort and I said, hey, how many more songs are in this movie? And she took a second, like she was going through her head, and I thought she was going to say like five or six. And she said...
Pause, it's 420. Wah, 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 wah. High School Musical 420.
Stop celebrating. And she said, what did she say, John?
Yeah,
how many songs did she say was left?
I don't remember exactly.
Hold on.
Just let me hear me out. It was like two or three, right? I'm going to be as bipartisan as possible. It was wrong, okay? It was the wrong number. But maybe it was just a brain fart. It's been a long time.
She said there were two songs left. And then fucking Hat Boy and his sister get on the fucking stage and they sing their song. And I go, oh, thank God, only one song left. And fucking Snort, fucking, what do you mean? There's still two songs left. That one didn't count.
No, I said way before that. I was like, we have Ryan and Sharpay's audition or callback. We have Troy and Gabriella's callback. And we have the finale. Get your head in the motherfucking game.
Are we at the one where they end on the ladder?
Yeah.
Really could have used someone pushing that over.
Yeah. Where's fucking Jeff Hardy when you need him?
That's where I was 2006.
Well, everyone is loving the Breaking Free performance for the callback.
Not everyone.
Everyone there. Everyone is into it.
Auditorium in the movie, going wild. Auditorium in here, going mild.
There was some pity clapping happening.
No, this is the part we all kind of had a little, it was a unison clap.
Yeah, we started our clapping here, and good thing, because we went straight back to the basketball game, and guys, we won the tournament!
Wow,
we're nationals!
Oh, hold on, why?
Go Wildcats!
Why do you keep saying we?
Yeah, there's no we in this. At all anymore.
We Wildcats. We're Wildcats.
Speak for your fucking self.
No. There's no I in team. There's no we in High School Musical. I don't think so.
Well, we won the tournament. Man. Go Wildcats.
We all won the tournament.
Everyone's friends again. And then we end with the number one song. We're all in this together, guys. Guys, I used to know how to do that whole dance. Like, on the DVD, there was, like, behind-the-scenes stuff we're watching it, and you just watch it over and over, and yeah, you know how to do it.
It seemed like a chant to start kind of belting out as you cock the trigger at the end of this movie. We're all in this together.
Oh my God.
See?
Stop, please. Please stop.
And guys, that was High School Musical.
Can we insert... Dan, you'll know this snort. You won't, probably. Can we insert the... what is it? The Billy Madison quote? With, this is maybe like the most idiotic thing that I've, you know?
Ever heard, and I am stupider now for having heard it.
Can we... Maybe not have to put it in, but just that's where we end on this.
I'm telling you, like, I don't know. I for me, my brain, this just, like, it's the cinematic equivalent of a lobotomy.
Oh.
I feel like somebody has put a movie hook up my nose, scrambled around my brainies.
The brain scrambles.
And then pulled that motherfucker on out.
You know what I have to say to that? Fuck yeah.
Oh. Oh, you dirty dog.
I'm just glad that you guys have got a taste of your own medicine. I'm glad that I enjoyed this so much and that you guys have seen this. Where does this fall in the line of like movies that I've made you guys have to watch?
This is the worst, right?
This is the worst. This is hands down the worst. Can we watch all the Twilights instead? Can we watch Spice World 2, The Spicening? Can we watch fucking anything? I don't care anything but this ever again to erase this. It's the drama teacher in this fucking movie was a goddamn fucking fascist ass motherfucker. And so far, our theater camp counselor is sadistic.
We're never getting out of this camp, are we?
This just turned into Theater Camp Crystal Lake real fucking quick.
Well, I'm glad we went through this together.
We're all in this together.
It is a moment in time that we've all lived through. We're all in this together.
Go Wildcats. But, well, I'm handing over the reins for Theater Camp next week. Because we are going, Silent John, you have now become the camp counselor next week.
How am I ever going to top High School Musical?
Oh.
That is such a heavy burden to lay on my shoulders.
Jeez, what can you come up with that's going to top this?
Well, you know, I don't know. You're asking the probably the most non-musical of the three of us to pick something. So maybe I'll just let, you know, Camp Crystal Lake inspire me. Maybe we'll take a little spookier route. And, I don't know, check out The Little Shop of Horrors. Horrors. I'm not saying whore or hoarders.
Not with a W.
Yeah.
Not The Little Shop of Horrors.
What he said. Little Shop of Horrors.
The one with the plant.
Yes, that one. And Rick Moranis.
And Rick Moranis.
Yeah.
Suddenly Seymour.
Suddenly. What is there to say about it? Everybody knows it. Come on. It's a classic. I haven't seen it in a long time. I need to study up before next week. But I'll give you so much fun information. I promise.
I am very excited for this, John, because after today, I need something like very classic, very to reinstill that faith in me. Because that faith is broken, y'all.
Do you hate musicals now?
Not just musicals, snort.
You hate movies? You hate me.
Dang. Well, this one's really ending on a bummer, guys. Even my intro to next week doesn't feel that like exuberant. I feel bad. I'm just empty, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I'm intrigued to watch the movie next week because I've seen it once and I didn't really like it. But I feel
Didn't really like it. It must have to suck to watch a movie you don't really like.
Yeah, I know, because I'm fucking used to it.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. Well, Next week, we're watching Little Shop of Horrors for Theater Camp, Silent John's pick. So if you want to follow along for Theater Camp to see what else fights we get into.
Be sure to like us on Instagram, TikTok, I guess fucking X now, and wherever else your podcast. Give us a subscribe and a share on the Spotify and the Apples and the Pandora and the Stitchers and everywhere else, everything all at once. And yeah, that would be lovely.
But that's going to do it for this week. So if you see three people throwing some basketballs, getting their heads in the game, but they're really, really high, come over and say hi. Might just be us. Go Wildcats.
Go Wildcats.
Go Wildcats. Fuck off.
You know how I was joking that since we don't have to work together anymore, we don't have to be friends anymore? Remember how I was joking about that? I feel the same way about this movie as I feel when, like, my kid comes home and tells me about the things that his friends did in school. Like, just like, that's awesome for you, buddy, but I am not emotionally invested in y'all's interactions.
So does that mean you're just listening to me right now, like, nothing else?
Yeah, buddy.
Thanks.
Great show. I'm going to put it on the fridge.